Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Well, we promised at the start of this second hour we were going to let you know about our new website. But before Don does that, Dr. Podell, do you want to finish answering David?
Yes, we had a call about ankylosing spondylitis. I found the article that I was looking for and one other. The article I was looking for was not a natural product, but it was Cipro, the antibiotic. And it turns out that certain bacterial infections in the gut, such as Klebsiella and a few others, can cause an arthritis, including ankylosing spondylitis-like symptoms. They had treated a people who had an infection with the back pain or other arthritic pains. Half got Cipro, half did not. 10 years later, the proportion of people who went on to develop a full-blown ankylosing spondylitis or other arthritises was much lower in the Cipro-treated group, suggesting there was an infection. The lesson for your brother is that your doctor might consider doing a stool test to look for Campylobacter, Shigella, Klebsiella, a variety of these bacteria that can be triggers and presumably perpetuators of the autoimmune process. In most cases, of course, we don't find anything. The other thing, there's a Chinese herb called, get this, Hutan Zuyu Jidu Decoction, HZJD. Are you familiar with that, guys? But anyway, this was published from Chinese literature, actually, and apparently it was quite effective in relieving symptoms in a three-month-long study. And how would anyone find this? One would go and put in ankylosing spondylitis into the National Library of Medicine, that is PubMed.gov, and then I imagine put in treatment, and then put in Chinese or Chinese herb. And this was actually study published 3 years ago.
All righty. Thanks for your studying there, Richard, and thanks for the call, David.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now we turn the microphone over to Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Something we've been waiting to talk about for a couple of months now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We finally have opened the door to our new Wilner Chemists website. You type in the same address that you always did in the past, www.wilner.com with two L's, and lo and behold, you're going to be greeted by a totally new website, much more sophisticated than the old site, more functional, much easier to order products and so forth, jam-packed with all sorts of information. Of course, you can see what's on sale just as before. You can browse our product catalog. You can search for products all sorts of different ways, by health topics, by a generic name, by partial word search, all sorts of things. And then we have what I hope you all will appreciate quite a bit is a reference library section. And in this reference library, we have one section that has articles and reprints. We have another section that has excerpts from the radio show. We have a section that's which we're still working on, where we will be posting MP3 files so that you can play back some of the older shows if you want to. We, of course, have the homeopathy reference section, outside resources, health notes, links, and so forth and so forth. For example, in the section on the – and by the way, you can search for these things. We have the advanced search features. You can tell it which sections you want to include in the search. You can do partial word searches, all, you know, very, very powerful. If you've been listening to the show and you've noticed that for the past a few weeks we've given you examples about utilizing supplements versus foods and are they necessary. Last week we talked about supplements for the eye and the skin. This week we mentioned butterbur. If you go to the section on the radio shows, you can actually see right there. In fact, you can see right now the opening dialogue we had on today's program, okay? Today's program, last week's program, the previous week's program. Anyway, to make a long story short, all kinds of great information. We're still working on it, so if you may find a little glitch here or there, let us know. But I think you'll find it very, very informative, very useful, and much easier to use than the old website. That's www.wilner.com, and I hope you like it.
Yeah, and just to get a little bit more commercial, it's easy to, as Don mentioned at the start, it's easy to order product, it's easy to look up product, you can look up product by, you can put in, a partial word if you want to, you can look up by all the different herbs. They have a generic listing where if you just click it, you get all the golden seals, the echinaceas, the vitamin E's, everything. You can look by manufacturer. You can any way we thought about.
Yeah, we even have some web specials on there, special deals that you're not going to find out about any other way.
All right. Okay, what a way. I'll tell you, it was, as Don said, we started with this back in, I think it was almost August, That's when we started, maybe even a little earlier. We expected it to be done by October, but the...
I'm actually looking at their website right now. I had Dr. Podell bring it up on the computer, and it looks very, very good. Very nice job, guys.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Okay. Let's say hello to Lee from Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A very informative show. I was looking at calcium supplements. I take a senior citizen multiple vitamin that has... only 200 calcium, 100 magnesium, but 400 units of D. And then I was thinking, should I just take an additional calcium, or if I take a calcium with magnesium? Or then Twin Labs had a calcium, magnesium, and D. But then I was wondering, if I take the Twin Labs, is it too much D? Because then I'll end up with like 800 units of D a day.
No, it's not too much D. 800 units of D, especially this time of year, is perfectly fine. Nobody's really, the natural way to get vitamin D is sun, sunlight converts some of the oils in your skin into vitamin D. And we don't get much sunlight this time of year, especially with all the clothes we wear.
Right.
So taking a little extra vitamin D is no problem. And the total amount of calcium you should be taking should be at least 1,200 milligrams a day. So you should be supplementing at least another 1,000 milligrams of
calcium.
That's
exactly what Twin Labs has. And then it has the magnesium. Two capsules a day give you 500 magnesium.
Yeah, that's fine. And if you're getting some extra vitamin D, that's a bonus.
Even in the summertime, it wouldn't matter? Because I was always afraid of D.
No, you don't need to worry, even in the summertime.
Okay,
because
so
once again, people are avoiding the sun. Nobody sits out in the sun anymore. Everybody's afraid.
Well, that's only part of it, Arnie. Some years ago, everybody was being told to be careful of too much vitamin D, dairy products are being fortified and this and that. But what's happened over the last 5-6 years, the importance of getting higher levels of vitamin D has really been made very clear. And now this old... the old thought that it's something to be worried about has really done a 180 degree about the face. Colon cancer and the calcium, and that there's also, I think even Alzheimer's, there's a lot of things that now have
arthritis
have been shown to be related to vitamin D. So I think you're probably better off using 800 as a goal rather than the old 400 figure.
You know, I'm really glad you mentioned that, Don, because there are certain studies show that full body exposure of sunlight produces about 10,000 IU of vitamin D by the body alone. So the body is made to handle and utilize pretty high amounts of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. The only problems came in was when some, I guess there's some explorers ate polar bear livers and got 100,000 units or more of vitamin D for a couple of days. And
how
did
it get down to 400, though? You know, I mean,
it's really extreme. Well, that had to do with, preventing the deficiency disease rickets.
Right.
So you don't need to be concerned about that level of vitamin D, Lee. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lee. Thanks for the call. All righty, we're going to pause for a short break. The phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all be back in just a moment.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness. Bottled in amber glass for greater protection. Tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Are you looking for a way to strengthen your immune system over the winter? Do what many medical and nutritional experts do. Supplement with probiotics. They know that in addition to improving intestinal health, probiotic supplements are powerful immune system boosters. Pharmax, a worldwide leader in probiotic technology, has just introduced a series of clinically proven condition-specific probiotic supplements, the HLC line. The HLC high-potency capsules would be a perfect way to kickstart your immune system. All you need is one Pharmax HLC high-potency capsule a day. There's more. Another HLC product is Travel Guard, a unique combination of probiotics, essential oils, and garlic extract to help prevent traveler's tummy. And there's the innovative drinking straw with HLC probiotics coated on the inside. They're released when you sip through the straw. What a great product for the kids. Check out the entire line of Pharmax HLC probiotic supplements at Wilner Chemist.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And by the way, those of you who are aficionados of Dr. Fred Vanini and the Heart Show, Dr. Vanini is indeed in the studio and will be on directly after the Wilner Window at 4 p.m. And You know, there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other alone can't do. Finding such a medical doctor, unfortunately, is not easy. But if you've been listening, you know that one of those rare individuals is sitting right here in the studio, Dr. Richard Podell. And now I'm going to let him tell you about his practice and how you may reach him.
Well, thank you very much, Arnie. We are in practice in New Jersey, where the weather is always lovely. And we do an integrative medicine practice. We try to help people with complicated illness where standard therapy alone hasn't been enough. We usually wind up doing is adding mind-body therapies, nutritional therapies, herbal therapies, and most important, try and understand what are all the parameters involved and what this disease is about. A lot of people have fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, anxiety, depression, but some of them it's due to metabolic block in one area. So another person it's sleep, another person it's environment, another person's stress. We try and take time to go through each of the systems that we can to look for the weak links and to support them. So folks that are interested, we are in Springfield, New Jersey and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Podell. All righty, let's get to the phones and say hello to Michael from Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? What a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Well, I'm enjoying all the information and everything. I underwent a hernia operation, a major one, back in early September, and it was an emergency room type of deal. They said it was obstructed. But they ran all kinds of tests and said everything was okay. I was just low in potassium. And they operated that evening. And the next day, I had to remain in the hospital for 3 days. And I was put on broth, you know, just broth and Jell-O and apple juice and so on. And I was told when I go home, you know, just take it very light, take it very easy, and don't eat heavy, you know. Well, I didn't realize that the stomach, you know, deal would be ongoing, you know. I tried it, you know, staying light, and I lost some weight, naturally, because I'm not eating as I used to. But I now am restricted to eating certain things that I can't eat, you know, certain things that are, like the cabbage family, you know, stuff like that, gassy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato sauce, you know.
So what's your question, Michael?
The question is, should I be taking some probiotics or something, or, you know, some Aphidophilus maybe to, because this is what some people are saying, you know, maybe some digestive enzymes.
All right, before Dr. Podell gives you his comment, Aphidophilus is something, you know, good probiotics are something you can always take.
Yes.
You know, they're always helpful.
Okay.
You know, and they're sometimes helpful in ways that you don't even realize they're helpful, you know, to the general immunity boosting capacity and just the general health of the intestine. So probiotics is something, for anybody listening, it's almost everybody. I can't imagine anyone who couldn't, you know, benefit by some good probiotics.
Well, I agree, but of course you know what I'm going to say, which is we don't know what's wrong with you. Normally people don't get low potassiums. Low potassium could cause a paralysis of the gut. It could also be associated with an irritable bowel syndrome and, you know, of course, cabbage with gas might make that worse. But fundamentally, I don't think that what your doctors may know what's wrong with you, but they haven't communicated that well.
No.
If there's truly a low potassium, there are a number of causes of that. And it's a long list, including natural products such as licorice, including diuretics, including hormone-secreting benign tumors and so on. You don't decide on the treatment until you figure out what it is you're trying to treat. Because while lactobacillus is generally a good thing, if what you have is a benign adrenal gland tumor secreting a hormone that makes you lose potassium, that lactobacillus is beside the point. So you have to go back and get a better diagnosis.
Well, they ran some tests while I was in the hospital. They said everything was fine.
So it wasn't low potassium.
No, they said when I first entered the hospital, that I had low potassium.
Well,
before the operation.
Okay, was that because you had diarrhea and vomiting, or was that the primary cause?
Diarrhea and vomiting.
Okay, it may well be. Bottom line is, we don't really know what went wrong. If what you have is an irritable bowel syndrome, then lacidophilus may well help it. But you also have to do an elimination diet and see which foods trigger it, besides cabbage. Mm-hmm. And so you really need a sit-down with a medical nutrition-type person tear those things apart. Yeah.
Well, a nutritionist, maybe?
Well, a dietitian probably is not much help for this, other than for the elimination diet part. Mm-hmm. I think a medical doctor, such as Dr. Vanini, such as myself, such as Dr. Hoffman, or sit down and have another talk with your family doctor to say, can you help me more?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the way I'd go.
Or maybe a gastro...
Well, possibly.
Yeah. Or something of that nature.
Yeah,
because... My surgeon said to me that you really are doing fine. You know, it's okay. It's just that it's going to take time before your intestines heal.
That's for the surgery. But the issue of what went wrong initially, that's the surgeon is probably not commenting on. Check with your family doctor, possibly a referral to a GI, and get back to us when you've got that.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. And let's say hello to Mike from Queens. Hello, Mike.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Good program.
Thank you.
I was just wondering if you folks could give me any information on benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
It grows and grows.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a wee problem.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's awful.
It's a common men's problem as you get on a little bit in years. And it's a benign non-cancerous swelling of the prostate. Responds sometimes to things like saw palmetto, pygium, nettle, zinc, pumpkin seed oil,
flower pollen.
Yeah, flower pollen. So there's a whole bunch of nice formulas available. Allergy Research has one called Palmetto Complex.
Natrol, I forget the name of it, prostate formula from Natrol has actually a good combination of remedies in it.
Yeah, there's no shortage of good prostate formulas, Mike. Why don't you hold on and we'll finish answering your questions after we get back from this short break.
What are lignans? They are a type of naturally occurring phytoestrogen found in plants, especially in flaxseed. There is a great deal of interest in lignans due to their roles in supporting cardiovascular function, prostate health, bone health, healthy cell replication, and hormone balance, particularly estrogen metabolism. The problem is finding a good source. Lignans are present in flaxseed, but not flaxseed oil, unless some is added back to the oil afterwards. Now, for the first time, a standardized, stable, and convenient source of flax lignans is available in supplement form. It's called Flax Essence from Jarrow Formulas. Each capsule contains the equivalent of 40 milligrams of lignin. The name of the product, again, is Flax Essence Capsules from Jarrow Formulas. Standardized flax lignans in capsule form. Order yours today. Jarrow's Flax Essence from Wilner Chemists. The entire Jarrow line is available from Wilner Chemists at 20% off list price.
And now let's go to Mary Jane Royce for the traffic.
Trouble spot here in Brooklyn on the inbound Gowanus BQE accommodation from Atlantic Avenue up to the Brooklyn Bridge. An accident takes out the left lane. Outbound lanes are moving pretty well, though. Elsewhere, northbound Van Wyck in Queens, a sluggish ride from Rockaway Boulevard to Main Street. Westbound Belt Parkway is clogged from JFK Airport to Lefferts Boulevard. East River Crossings, the outbound Brooklyn Bridge is easing. Left lane construction has been cleaned up. The inbound side, though, crowded into Manhattan. Manhattan and Williamsburg Bridges, Battery Tunnel doing fine both ways. Hudson River Crossings, Lincoln, Holland, George Washington Bridge, all quiet. Eastbound 46 in Totowa, New Jersey, easing through Totowa. Pothole repair crews are now out of the way. Our trains look good. This report is brought to you by Orbitz and Go. Orbitz.com is having a huge airfare sale this week, so don't think twice, New York. Go to Orbitz.com today to book amazing low airfares and great deals on hotels. It's so easy, just Orbitz and Go. I'm Mary Jane Royce with WOR Traffic.
Weight loss supplements and programs come and go, but one approach has outlasted them all, and it's recently been improved
upon. It's by natural factors, and it's called Slim Styles. You heard Dr. Michael Murray talk about it. Slim Styles combines a nutritious, protein-rich meal replacement drink with a unique new fiber blend they call PGX. This PGX fiber is amazing. It absorbs water and swells up in your stomach. You will no longer feel hungry, and the protein-rich drink tastes great. You can even make it into a pudding. Use it in place of one or two meals a day. It's also great for those who have any type of problems with carbohydrate metabolism. I love this stuff. I make it up in the blender, put it in the refrigerator, and eat it little by little for the rest of the afternoon. My wife uses it as well, and she loves it. What's even better is that it's good for you. That PGX fiber helps with bowel function and helps to control cholesterol levels. There's even a Slim Styles Appetite Control Fiber Blend that has no protein. You can use it in between or before regular meals to curb your appetite and limit the amount of food you can eat. Slim Styles, by natural factors and all sorts of great flavors, the healthy and effective way to lose weight. Now available at Wilner Chemists at 20% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. As a longtime proponent of glucosamine sulfate, I applaud the continued acknowledgement by the conventional medical community of this valuable natural medicine. This month, the noted medical journal, The Archives of Internal Medicine, published an extensive analysis to assess the efficacy of both oral glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate in treating osteoarthritis of the knee. The researchers based their analysis on the outcomes that are required by the FDA to demonstrate efficacy for a drug to be used in the treatment of osteoarthritis. While the effect on symptoms was similar between glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin sulfate, only glucosamine sulfate was shown to affect the structural features of osteoarthritis. The data clearly established glucosamine sulfate as a treatment of choice for osteoarthritis. The typical dosage for glucosamine sulfate is 1,500 milligrams per day.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. Okay, now, before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that we have some great discounts in effect at Wilner Chemist. Our new sale flyer should be arriving any day now. Watch your mailbox if you're on our mailing list. And if you aren't, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Take option number 3, 1-800-633-1106, option 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner2ls.com. And if you don't have a copy of our 224-page Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should get that as well.
Or, of course, you can pick one up at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. What's actually on sale? Well, if I read the full list, we wouldn't have time to take your calls. There's thousands of products on sale and discounts up to 50% off list price from 60 different supplement companies. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Thanks, Sam. And we were talking to Mike from Queens. You still there, Mike?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. We're talking about prostatic hyperplasia. And I gave you a whole bunch of products, different individual things. One I forgot to mention was beta-sitosterol. That also was included in a lot of prostate formulas as well. One final thing would be lycopene. Lycopene doesn't specifically affect the size of the prostate, but lycopene is a carotenoid that's found primarily in red fruits like tomato. And the benefit there is that it seems to have a positive effect on prostate cancer. Not so much the number one, it helps to sort of prevent cancer, and number two, even if a prostate cancer does develop, it seems that if you're on the lycopene, it seems to sort of encapsulate the cancer and keep it in the prostate. So a lot of the formulas include lycopene for that reason.
Have you guys heard anything of Quercetin with, I believe it's enzymes bromelain and papain?
Quercetin with bromelain and papain.
Papain.
Right. Yeah, sure. Quercetin is a bioflavonoid. Bromelain is an anti-inflammatory. And they're definitely recommended supplements, not so much for, you know, prostate problems, but as general anti-inflammatories that you might use if you were arthritic or any type of inflammation.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, there was a couple of double-blind studies using a combination of quercetin and vitamin C for what was called prostatosis, which means a kind of a painful process, but without an infection, and it's not for stopping its growth, but it seemed to help the symptoms of that kind of localized prostate inflammation.
So I think the bottom line here is to, you know, get up one of these prostate forms. They contain one or all of the ingredients that Arnold mentioned: salt, palmetto, flower pollen, beta cytosterol, and you know, you could look at any one of the major brands we carry at Wilner's. But some people do well with either individual supplements, like just taking beta cytosterol. I've got a number of customers who use just beta cytosterol and get great results with it. I believe Natrol has a beta cytosterol product. It's available by a number of other companies. Pure Encapsulations has one also. And, you know, you can get a formula and maybe take additional beta cytosterol if you wish. You'll have to find the combination that works best for you, but start with a good formula.
Great. Thank you very much for your info.
Thanks, Mike. And who's next? Joe from Staten Island.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a question. I had been taking vitamins for years, multivitamins, and I've always noticed my urine was kind of a bright yellow. And then I decided to stop taking them about 2 months ago, and now I notice my urine is kind of bubbly. I was wondering what that might be or indicate, or if it is anything.
Well, whenever we get a question like that, we look to Dr. Podell. And every once in a while, Dr. Podell looks back at us.
I don't know. Vitamins will often will turn urine yellow in various ways. For instance, riboflavin has that property. So that part we see a lot. And sometimes if the urine's more concentrated, it's yellow. Bubbly has something to do with shake but not stir. I'm not sure what that. I wouldn't think it's any great significance if you otherwise feel fine.
Oh, yeah, I feel fine. Yeah, you mean right. It doesn't mean anything?
Well, let's say I don't know of it meaning anything.
Oh, okay.
It's not something that people have come very often to tell me about.
I see. Okay.
So I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Joe. And Marie from Quakertown, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to be taking Evista for advanced osteoporosis. And I'd like to know if I can take vitamin K. I understand that the Evista raises the risk of the blood clots. And also, can I use the progesterone cream and also take hot plants for her?
Oh, wow, you got a lot of stuff going on there.
Well, first of all, Evista is, Evista is a sort of an estrogen, okay? It's what's called a selective estrogen receptor something or other. And I doubt that you want to mix real estrogen with the Evista. You might or might not affect its efficacy, and you might well increase its toxicity. And Evista does have a side effect, as does estrogen, of increasing risk of thrombosis. Nobody, as far as I know, has actually studied the treatment with vitamin K together with Evista or estrogen, although we generally feel that vitamin K itself does not increase risk of thrombosis on ordinary circumstances. Where it does increase risk of thrombosis is if somebody is on Coumadin. If you're on Coumadin and which you use to block vitamin K, that prevents the blood from clotting. So if you give back the vitamin K, you will restore normal blood clotting. But so far as anything I've seen, I've never seen that extra vitamin K makes the blood clot more. Vitamin K probably is good for osteoporosis. Yeah. So bottom line is, talk to your doctor. Don't do it on my say-so, but based on the research that I find, I don't see any reason why you couldn't take vitamin K with it. But check with him and make sure he does his own search on that.
Okay, and how about the hot plants for her?
Interesting. Hot plants has, a number of ingredients, herbal, natural ingredients. That doesn't mean they would be necessarily good for you.
Maca?
Maca would be one of them. Off the top of my head, I don't know, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have to look that up for you.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll call one day the store.
Yeah, by all means.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, Marie. That's an interesting question about the
hot
plants.
Interesting. Yeah. I was just looking a health note. You know, they have a thing where they talk about various drugs and whether there are any interactions, both positive and negative, with herbs and supplements. And they sort of raise the point that taking phytoestrogens along with the Avista might actually be a good thing. Their rationale seems to be that the Avista may deplete or interfere with the absorption or the function of phytoestrogens, and therefore taking these nutrients may help replenish them. So I'm not quite sure how to interpret that, but it's interesting that they seem to be indicating that taking phytoestrogens with the Avista is a good thing.
Okay. All right. And let's say hello to Marion from Newark.
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, my name is Marion. I live in Newark, New Jersey. I have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was about 2.5 years. I've been taking, let me see, I'll spell it out for you. I can pronounce it too good. DILTIAZEM.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a calcium channel blocker medicine, yes.
Ooh, I had terrible side effects. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even holly. I couldn't walk. I went to another doctor, a Chinese doctor here in Newark, and he gave me blood pressure pills that's in a box. And the name of them is, it spells AVALIDE, 150 milligram.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is, right, Doc?
Yes and no. I know sort of what it is, but I'm not 100% sure. But what's the question?
The question is, then he gave me vitamin B, right? Vitamin B, the big ones.
B complex?
Yes, because he said I need some energy.
Right.
I am so tired. When I walk, I get tired. I stand up, I get tired. And I weigh 120. My cholesterol is 202.
How old are you, Marion?
Who, me? Well, I don't even look like it, though, but I'm 70.
All right.
And I listen to y'all all the time for years. And my blood pressure still go up and down with the blood pressure pills.
Well, can we recommend like Peptase or something like that? I mean,
Avalide is sort of vaguely like the
like
Peptase.
Well, that's okay.
Avalide blocks the receptors for ACE. Now, the question that you're really asking, I think, is what do I do to feel better?
Yeah.
And that's not something we can just answer like this over the radio because we don't really know what all the elements of your fatigue are. Or your blood pressure, for that matter. Now, presumably the doctors have done a workup, but we don't know what it is. And so I think what you really have to do is go back to the doctor and say, I don't feel well, and my blood pressure is or is not under adequate control, and they have to come to a better analysis. That is, we can't really tell you from listening just on this short phone more than your doctors have told you by having examined you.
Okay, other than, taking a good multivitamin and some extra antioxidants, the stuff like that, basic stuff.
Avoid sugar and processed food, eat a lot of healthy food, get as much exercise as you can, start out with a very easy regimen of exercise.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is maybe her thyroid's off. Maybe she has sleep apnea.
Yeah, right.
Maybe she's depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, or a urine infection. Those all have to be looked at, and that's what the doctor's role is.
Okay, thanks for that call, Marion. All right, it's time for another short break. Phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
Hey, and this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Caudill.
We'll all be back shortly.
A smooth-flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is chiolic aged garlic extract. Chiolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Chiolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Chiolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Chiolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
Hi, I am your conscience. Remember me? I flared up that time you stole a quarter from your brother, or the time you told your mom you were at the library. Yeah. But hey, I'm here today to remind you to resolve to rejuvenate this year with Whole Body Cleanse and Fiber Fusion from Enzymatic Therapy. Whole Body Cleanse is powerful yet gentle. A wonderful rejuvenation system for thorough cleansing in one easy-to-use kit. Naturally restores your body's balance in just 14 days. Fiber Fusion is a great daily cleanse to keep your digestive system running smoothly. A powder drink mixed in unflavored and very tasty Incrediberry. So take it from me, your conscience. Get Whole Body Cleanse and Fiber Fusion from Enzymatic Therapy. Available at Wilner Chemists. Don't forget now, or I'll have to bring up the time you... well, you know.
Enzymatic Therapy. What better feels like.
In a special cooperative effort with Russian researchers, Allergy Research Group has brought a special immune-enhancing product to the United States. It's called Delta Immune, and it consists of specially prepared cell wall fragments from a strain of Lactobacillus rhamnosus. It does not contain live bacteria like other probiotic supplements. Instead, the Delta Immune Lactobacillus is cultured and then the cell walls are broken apart, freeing the immune-active proteins that are usually sequestered inside the cells. This results in a much more powerful immune system-stimulating function. Clinical testing in St. Petersburg, Russia, confirmed its immune-boosting power. Now, after 25 years of successful use in Russia, Delta Immune is available in the United States. Delta Immune from Allergy Research Group, now available from Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, Sam Forbes, and Dr. Richard Podell.
Hey, Arnie, can I make a quick comment?
Make a quick comment.
You know, I feel bad. We sometimes, you know, we often get callers like Marion who want help, and sometimes I don't think we can give them the kind of help that they're looking for. I just want to explain why. You know, it's one thing if you folks call up and you say, you know, what can you recommend in terms of supplements or herbs, whatever, for high blood pressure? Okay, fine. You know, we can tell you all about supplements, for example, that are useful for people with high blood pressure. But when you call up and you start describing the symptoms or something has changed or, you know, I've got a pain here and I hurt there and I do this, you know, and I pee in the toilet and I form bubbles. You know,
that was a good question.
Yeah, but you see, these are questions that require a medical diagnosis and and things of that sort. And it's hard for, sure, we can tell, let's say we told Marion that, you know, what she can use to treat high blood pressure, but it and let's say she started doing that rather than go see her doctor. And then it turned out that there was something else wrong that she didn't find out about because she thought that we had solved her problem by telling her how to treat high blood pressure. Well, then we would be guilty, in more ways than one, of misleading her. So, we can answer questions about what supplements are useful for various conditions, but we can't diagnose your medical problems over the radio. So, you know, there is a distinction there, and I hope you folks appreciate that distinction and, you know, realize that we want to be as helpful as possible, but sometimes it's just not within the realm of what we can do over the radio.
Good point. Good point. Okay, let's say hello to Diane from Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. Am I on?
You're on, Diane.
I'm really glad you said that because I am guilty.
We'll ask anyway.
Okay. Okay, I have a daughter who's in her middle 20s, and she's always tired. She had a blood test. They told her she had an elevated liver enzyme, but then they didn't do anything about it. And they, I don't know, you know, and her hair is falling out. She went to they sent her to a dermatologist. He gave her a test for thyroid-stimulating hormone and T4. That's it. And it came back negative, of course, you know, and that's it. And then they sent her home with bottle of Rogaine. And, I don't know, I don't know, out of the blue, she got this thing on her skin, it looks like goosebumps, but, it, and then she went to, the dermatologist said it was hereditary, which, I don't know, I never heard of it. It just keeps going on and making her skin very rough. Okay, all these things. The thing of it is, I don't know, I go to doctors, and it's like, it's crazy, they don't seem to do anything. I mean, she does have an HMO, but
well, that, you know, you can't, this is a case where, you know, you want to see somebody like Dr. Podell. I mean, this is a classic case, you know, just let your daughter know where he is. And if she's interested in some help, then maybe the HMO will be covered. Maybe it won't be covered. But, you know,
The difference is not only are we taking a holistic approach, but and one reason we're not in HMOs is that we spend an hour and a half with a new patient. We have a 28-page questionnaire. So we're looking at a lot of things that you're not going to get looked at in, let's say, a 10-minute visit. Now, if your doctor were able under HMOs to spend an hour and a half, he could probably do the same things that I'm doing. But by and large, they're not doing that. And before one even gets into the alternative medicine or mind-body, the issue is diagnosis. There either is or is not a significant liver problem. She either is or is not depressed. Her thyroid is or is not okay. Well, they checked out the thyroid. They may have checked out many other things, but we don't really know. So that all has to be reviewed and then see what's left to look at.
Okay, thanks for that call, Diane. And next is Gwen from Merrick, Long Island.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to know about pantothenic acid, 500 milligrams. Is that a valuable added supplement, and what does it really do for me?
Well, why would you want to take it?
Well, somebody mentioned that was recommended to her, and I asked her why, and she wasn't given a reason. I said, well, I'll find out because I shop at Wilner's, and they know the answers to everything.
Pantothenic acid is one of the part of the B complex. Sometimes it's useful in cases of stress. It seems to be predominant in the adrenal glands. So sometimes where there's a stress situation, some people take additional pantothenic acid.
And some, then also, I guess, cholesterol, or is that pantothene?
Pantothene.
Sorry, that's different, yeah.
Oh, pantothene.
No, pantothene is different.
It's something, well, I know, that's something, that's for the cholesterol, Mark,
right.
Correct?
Yeah.
I figured that because she went into somebody who doesn't give answers, and I shop at Wilner, and I said, I'll find out the real story here.
That's why it's important. You see, if your friend is taking pantothenic acid because she has a cholesterol problem or a triglyceride problem and didn't understand the difference between pantothene and pantothenic acid and wasn't told the difference wherever she went, then she has a problem. So it's important. So that's why Arnie said to you, why are you interested in taking it? You see, because that's the only way we can answer the question.
Full B complex, so that doesn't matter then. So I shouldn't really get involved with something like that.
Not unless you have a specific reason for doing so.
Yeah.
So she's go to pantothene then, actually.
Only if you have a cholesterol or a triglyceride problem or arthritis.
Does that lower it?
It's one of the things that can help, yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. I appreciate that.
Thanks. All right, let's say hello to Annette from Jackson, New Jersey.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, my mother gets a lot of urinary infections,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor gives her medication, and sometimes it's painful, and that's how she knows she has it. I was just wondering if there's anything that she could do to sort of prevent it or help her out so
yeah.
she won't get them.
Absolutely. Sam, go ahead.
It's called D-Mannos. It's an excellent remedy to urinary infections. You take it as directed because there's a graduated dose where you take a certain level and every day you increase it or decrease it, I forget. But it's called D-Mannos. It's in a powder, and it really works.
The other things that are effective would be things like cranberry.
Yes.
Cranberry extract also has been studied, and it seems to prevent the bacteria from adhering to the walls of the bladder.
That's yeah, right. Although from a medical viewpoint, in an older person, one of the most common causes of urinary infection is going to be not enough estrogen. And sometimes the gynecologist will give a little estrogen cream to that area that strengthens the tissues, and that may make a difference as well. As well as if they're frequent, then the urologist has to look to make sure there's no blockages there.
Okay, now let's hear a little bit about a book called The Best Supplements for Your Health.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
All right. Time to wind things down for this week. We hope you've enjoyed spending this couple of hours with us. And we've come to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Until then, please visit our new expanded website, www.wilner.com. You'll love it, spend a lot of time doing it, and you'll find it very informative. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini, and we'll be back again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, the nutritional supplement.